got 12. Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Everyone kindly stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Then a moment of silence from Ms. Bartels lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Fire evacuation plan. Please note that in event of emergency, move the fire departments have requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duty. Cell phones, kindly lower them or turn them off. Roll call.
Allen, Archer, Bartels, Belfilio, Briggs, Donaldson, Fabiano, Gerentine, Gregorius. Okay. Gregorius, Litz, Lopez, Lauren, Mayo, Maloney, Parody John, Parody Richard, Provenzano, Roberts, Rodriguez, Ronk, Waro, and Wishnick. 15 present, 8 absent.
The calling of a public hearing by the clerk. This is a public hearing of proposed 2015 Ulster County budget, proposed 2015-20 capital project. We have anyone signed up?
We have one speaker signed up, and that is Joseph Barbarito.
Barbarito. Hi, come on up here.
I guess last week I stood in front of DSS with two other veterans. I'm a combat veteran. I'm here to, you know, defend the Fort and 14th Amendment. I think it's not right that the sheriff's department has to pick on, you know, people, you know, that are going for services, you know, that need help. You know, I guess I read in the paper that they had 15 people with warrants, all of them minor, 5 from other states that didn't want them, you know, to come and get them. You know, I just don't think it's right. Why don't we just, you know, knock on everybody's door, go down, see who has warrants, you know. It's just wrong, and I think the legislators, the sheriff is, you know, is he making these rules of what to enforce? We have states that enforce drug laws, some states that don't enforce drug laws. They enforce prostitution. They don't, you know. Why don't we go to Walmarts? Why don't we have DWI, you know, checkpoints at, you know, the Wiltwyck Country Golf Club, you know. Instead of on my road at 213 and 32, you know, I just, you know, don't see it's right. I know. Well, I read in the paper that. And they check the security, you know.
All right, hold on. I understand what you're saying, Carl. I understand what. Yeah, let him finish.
One other thing, you know.
Take your time. Relax.
I'll get out of here. But you know, the people have to go through the, you know, the metal detectors. Why doesn't the staff have to go through the medical, you know, detectors? You know, and also the federal government, you know, when you go to an airport, they're not checking for warrants. You know, they're checking, you know, for people's security. You know, they check your clothing, you know, and your packages, but, you know, they don't check for warrants, you know. They're doing it here, so thank you very much for your time tonight.
Anyone else signed up? To my right? No one? To my left? Move to close the public hearing. Second? All in favor, say aye. Just the next meeting will be two additional public hearings on the proposed budget and the capital plan for Wednesday, November 5th, Olive Library, Route 233-28, West Shokan, New York at 7, and Thursday, Town of Plattekill, Modena, New York at 7. Yes, second. All in favor, aye. Thank you for coming. Have a nice evening. Oh, just one other thing. Tomorrow's election day. Make sure you go vote. It is.